Welcome to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit dronelaw.pro, where Part 107 pilots become Part 107 professionals. Here's your host, drone attorney Enrico Schaefer.
This is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer for Drone Law Pro. We are going to be talking today about the different privacy issues which all of a sudden are hitting the front page across a number of different tech sectors and really driving a social economic discussion about the role of social media and the web in our daily lives and the fact that for the most part we just simply upload our data into these apps, into these social media platforms, onto the web without much question or concern about privacy issues until we find out that the data is going to some unrelated third party and there's a sudden backlash. Now, in Europe, there are many more privacy rules which affect data. In the U.S., there is now a movement to either mimic or create new privacy laws and protections for U.S. citizens, which to date have not really existed. So how does privacy work in the tech space? Well, on the web and with other different platforms, social media apps, etc., you know, the user is presented with a privacy agreement which tells them what is happening with their PII, their personally identifiable information, and that limits what the website, app, etc. can use that data for. Now, there's also non-PII, which is non-personally identifiable information. That means data that might be used in gross across all users, but that can't specifically be linked back to a single user. So what does all of this mean for drone pilots and drone technology companies, both on the software and the hardware side? It means this. The issue of privacy has been around since the 1990s, since the advent of the internet. And it's always been something that people have talked a big game about, but at the end of the day, consumers just want to know where to put their credit card into the computer, right? So we talk a big privacy game in the U.S., but there is no general right to privacy such as in Europe. Our right to privacy in the Constitution only applies as to government action, and we can simply agree with any software, hardware provider, website operator by way of terms of use and privacy agreement what can be done and what can't be done with our data. Now, does anyone read those terms of service or privacy agreements? Typically not. Only a very, 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 very small percentage of people even pay attention to that stuff. We just want to use the functionality of the app. So in the drone space, privacy has been around since day one because everyone knows this drone has a camera. There's a general misguided sense that somehow drones can be used to spy on people when we all know they're so noisy they'd be a terrible instrument for surveilling or spying on someone, and that the photos by and large are so far away that you can't tell who a person is in a crowd. Now, you don't have much of a right to privacy the moment you go outside into public, and therefore your picture being taken may not be problematic because that's just part of what happens when you go outside. Now, could someone use your likeness for commercial purposes? No, they need to get your permission. But in terms of just posting on the internet or a picture that includes your face incidentally, you're probably going to have very few, if any, rights with regards to that particular issue. So drone operators don't have direct relationships with the people who might get caught up in photos and videos, even when those people are in public. You have states like Florida and other states that are trying to enact privacy-related laws that preclude drone operators from capturing people or buildings that don't belong to them, these types of things, and whether or not those are preempted by federal law remains to be litigated. What we as a drone community should realize and do, though, is embrace the privacy debate, to step up to the plate and to bake privacy principles and industry standards into our business models so that we don't end up having a really heavy hammer come down on the drone industry when it comes to privacy issues. And the principles so far are pretty simple. If you're going to be capturing a picture of someone on their private property, that's going to typically fuel pushback. So you should not be getting those types of photos or videos if you can help it. And if you do, your policy should be to delete that footage. If you're uploading it into the cloud through one of the third-party software providers, you should be editing that footage out so it doesn't become part of some other general data that gets licensed to some other third party over whom you have no control, because you might end up being responsible for all that. If in fact you can actually picture someone's face or identify the person by either the location or by their appearance, then you cannot use that in any way which would appear to be an endorsement from that person. So you couldn't use a picture which showed a person's face in order to market a good or service without their permission. So that should be part of your overall approach and your terms of service on your website, even though that's not governing the relationship with these people who are out there in the world. Overall, instead of just capturing videos and photos, there should be a process in your system by which you review those photos and videos to remove anything that might result in a third-party privacy concern. We have, in part of our Ops in a Box documents, a Notice of UAV Operations document set for sale, $350. And even though Part 107 doesn't require you to provide notice or even maybe get permission of third-party neighbors to a drone flight, it is quickly becoming an industry standard and feeds right into this privacy issue that we're talking about. And in those forms, in the Notice of UAV Operations, what it tells the neighbors is that, number one, what you're doing, why you're doing it, for whom you're doing it, who they should contact if there's a problem, but also that if there is any incidental footage that captures private information about them, a person's face, etc., that you will be deleting it in order to belie any concerns about privacy, in order to set expectations, in order to make them feel more comfortable about your flight. And I believe that that will become much more of the mainstream approach for drone operations. My name is drone attorney Enrico Schaefer. We're talking about the impact of the current privacy debate on the drone industry, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Drone Law Pro Radio. Visit us at dronelaw.pro. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. You can find us on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices, by searching Drone Law Pro. Don't forget to share this podcast on your social media and with your Part 107 friends. Until next time, fly safe.